for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, July the 2nd, 1985. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the speaker of the afternoon.
Oh, hail King Jesus. Oh, hail Emmanuel. King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star.
Bathe in my than I'll ever have been. Draw nigh unto me. Come near down and wash my feet. Draw nigh unto me. My spirit will make you God, come near to my side, and you see my power is there for you. Oh, sons, arise, let your light be seen. Come nearer, ye sons of God, arise, for the time has come. Lift up your hands and praise me. Come nearer, come nearer, my son. Draw nigh unto me, much closer than thou ever hast been. Draw nigh unto me, come kneel down and wash my feet.
standing on holy ground.
These are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord has cleansed them, and what is cleansed is holy. These are holy hands. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord has cleansed them, and what is cleansed is holy. These are holy lips. We're praising to holy lips. And what is cleansed is holy. These are holy lips. We're praising to holy lips. For the Lord has cleansed them, and what is cleansed is holy. Magnify your name. We bless the Holy One. We praise your holy name. O Lamara Sandra Handrianda. Glory to the great I am. We praise you, Lord. The healer and restorer, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we just bless you. We praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the Lamb of God, we bless your name, we praise you, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Oh, the Lamb of God, we bless your name, we praise you, Lord. Oh, the Lamb of God, we bless your name, we praise you, Lord. In the Lavana Hada Sori and the Rebendo, on the Lavari send the Hei, the Lavan, the Lavari send the Rebahari send the Praise your name, oh, praise your name, praise your name, Lord, praise your name, Lord, praise your name, Lord.
Keeping God.
Amen.
For there is a promise with this day, and already the new man shakes and moves himself to arise in this earth.
Yeah.
And yea, as the new man rises, all things of death and decay will be shaken off, and the purified one shall go forth. And I say, this man shall be a victor, for I am the victorious God, and I am the one that calls this man forth. forth.
Yes.
And as you stand forth on the earth, great things shall happen. The blind shall see, the dumb shall speak, and many shall be turned to the gospel for my sake. For I am a God that loveth his people, and I desire that none should perish. So choose this night which God you shall serve, for there is a promise to this man and this new man. You shall be like me, for you shall see your God, and when you see your God, you shall be like me. So I say this night, choose who you shall serve. Choose this night, I say.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Just a minute. This only happened one time before. But I'm going to sing a song to Daniel. And I thought, Lord, he's not even here. But then he walked through that door. Lord, I just praise you, Lord. Lord, I just bless your name. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A coat of many colors have I placed on thee. Thy brethren has forsaken that you belong to me. That coat of many colors will set the captive free. For that coat, I have placed it on me. I have called thee from the ends of the earth, thou art mine. Even in thy mother's womb I knew thee. I have purposed in your timing to follow me. That's why that coat is on thee. And that coat of many colors will set the captive free. That coat of many colors that I have placed on thee. For thou art my son, I have chosen thee. And that coat was put there by me. Raise your hand. Praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Praise your name.
This afternoon, Brother Tommy Cook's going to come and minister the word of the Lord this afternoon to us. And however the Lord leads him to close the service in ministry or however the Lord moves at that time. And I believe, trust that he will, because the Spirit of the Lord rests on Brother Tommy to minister the word unto the people of the Lord. Brother Tommy Cook.
The Lord bless you. The anointing of the Lord rests on you this afternoon.
Amen. Thank you, Brother. Praise the Lord. Let's stand, please. Our Father, we again approach your word reverently, Lord God. And we thank you for the word of God. Truly, you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destructions. Lord, we thank you for Jesus that came and died and bled on Calvary for us, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord, and we thank you for this word. Our hope is in your word, Lord, as David said. And so, Lord, today we just thank you for the word of God. We thank you for your people that's here. We thank you for this campground. And we thank you for what you're saying and doing, Lord, in our lives and in America and around the world, Lord. We just bless you and praise you, Lord. So, Lord, as we approach your word today, we ask that you help us, that you quicken us, that, Lord, nothing be said of ourselves, but we'll be quickened by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' precious name. And, God, quicken your people to hear. Give them ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to them. We ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you real good. Praise the Lord. How many have ever heard the terminology brainwashing? Well, how many know we need our brain washed? We need our soul saved, renewed, restored, delivered, healed, whatever terminology you want to use. We need God to touch our souls, don't we? Turn today with me to Psalms 55, please, in the Word of God. Psalms 55. I've enjoyed my fellowship with many of you, and with Brother and Sister Miller, and with Brother Parrish, and Brother Charles, and many of you today. We've had a great time. We'll be leaving in the morning, the Lord willing, to go back to Oklahoma to minister tomorrow night. So don't forget us. Keep praying for us. And pray that God will totally restore us in some areas. Psalms 55, verse 1. David said, "Give ear to my prayer." Give ear to my prayer. How many know when we pray we want God to hear us? Amen. O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. You ever thought God was hiding from you? Well, how many know that he can withdraw our consciousness of his presence sometimes? But David is saying, "Give ear, O God, to my supplication here. Hide not thyself. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my grief or in my complaint and make a noise." And we all have done that either yesterday or the day before, or maybe today, I don't know. But David said to God, he said, "I mourn in my grief or my complaint and make a noise." Because, here's the reason, because of the voice of the enemy. How many know he's got a voice today? Just as our Father in heaven has a voice, then we know the enemy has a voice as well. And so David is crying out to God because of the voice of the enemy and because of the oppression of the wicked. How many know that oppression is a real force? It is from the enemy, isn't it? Jesus, we know, went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen? Turn over to Ecclesiastes just a minute, chapter 7. Let me give you one scripture on oppression. You may know this, but let's look at it. Chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes, verse 7. 7:7. "Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift or a bribe destroyeth the heart." But notice that first phrase. "Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad." And yet David, back in Psalms 55, is saying the enemy's voice was coming to him and bringing oppression. Well, where does the enemy's voice attack you? Right in your mind. Isn't that right? Right in your thought realm. Right in your soul realm. He said, "Because of the oppression of the wicked," in Psalms 55, "for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath," he said, "they hate me." And remember we said the other day, the devil's not just out to torment you, he's out to destroy you if he can. Look at verse 4 now in Psalms 55. Notice how it affected his heart. He said, My heart, is sore pain or aching within me. The terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror have overwhelmed me." How many know when you're in this state, sometimes people do not understand you? When you experience these things in your life, people think you can just come right out, zip, zip, bam, and you're out of it. But how many know if you've been in that situation, you know that it's a real force that attacks, and it's the grace of God that can bring us out. Amen? And the deliverance ministry, and so forth. So he said here, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, heart is overwhelmed me. And I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest." There's no contentment, no peace, no victory. I'd like to be like a little dove, he said, and just fly out of the situation. How many know we're all like that? When we're in these type of things, when these things are coming against us, we want to get away from the situation or the scene or whatever. He said, "I'd like to be like that dove and just fly away." And notice he said here, "I fly away." How many know men are singing that today? "I'll fly away." Huh? Why? Because of the trouble and the turmoil in that we can have peace here, can't we? We can be delivered. We can be set free if we want it. Can you say amen? And we don't have to sing, "I'll fly away." We can sing, "I'll stay here." At least for a while. And be at rest. So David wanted contentment. He wanted peace. He wanted victory. He wanted rest. And at this time, he didn't have it. Isn't that right? Number 2, verse 7, here's the second thing he said. "Lo, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness." I get off by myself. How many has ever felt like that? And get off in the wilderness. I'd go down in the Arkansas hills. Again, there's no contentment. Verse 8, I would hasten is the third thing. I would hasten. I'd help God out. You know, God doesn't move as fast as we think he ought to. I would hasten my escape. Notice, my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Hallelujah. How many know every storm comes in your life fulfills God's word? Turn over to Psalms 148. Brother Parrish kind of touched on this morning. Psalms 148. Praise the Lord. Psalms 148. Look in verse 8. Fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Have you had any stormy winds lately? It is fulfilling his word. Amen? And David said that he would hasten his escape from the windy storm and tempest. Well, how many know the promises of God that he's given you will be tested in your life? Amen? And the word of God will bring a storm into your life. It will bring afflictions into your life, won't it? How many know that? Sure will. Now, let's go back to Psalm 55, verse 9. Notice what David is crying out now. He said, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. Split their tongues, God. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. What city? Right in David. How many know there are some of those things in us? Huh? Jesus said, you're like a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And David is seeing himself. He's seeing violence and strife in the city. Then he said, day and night they go about it upon the walls. There are mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it, in the midst of the city. Wickedness is in the midst of thereof, deceit or oppression. And guile depart not from her streets. Now you say, well, what do we do? Well, look in verse 16. As for me, David said, and as for you, brethren, and as for me, brethren, when we come under the attack of oppression and the voice of the enemy, when he's coming at our soul, David said, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Hallelujah. Amen? Evening and morning and at noon. I mean, Daniel prayed three times a day. Daniel wasn't having a picnic where he was. Amen? Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Look at verse 18 now. He has delivered my soul in peace. How many know when you're under oppression, you want peace? How do I know? Because I've been there. Amen? I'd rather have the peace of God than the oppression of the devil. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Maybe you're going to a battle today in your mind, in your soul, in your emotions. God can deliver you. God can heal you. Amen? David said, I will cry out to God evening, morning, and at noon. Now turn to Luke 13. Praise God. Somebody put it this way. There's a beast at the feast. How many know that? Charles touched on this chapter the other night, but in chapter 13, verse 10, as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. How long? How many know that? 666. And notice it's a woman, she's a type of the church, and was bowed together, bowed together, could in no wise lift up herself. How many know the church is bound tonight, today? The church has been over. It's bound. No heavenly vision. Everything is earthly. All they can see is the carnal realm. No heavenly vision. And this woman is a type of the church. Oh, now, this is a natural woman, one woman, but she's a type of the church. They're all bent over and bowed over. You see, oppressed and with this spirit of infirmity in her body. And the scripture says, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmities. He called things which be not as though they were, didn't he? How many know he can still do it in your life and my life? Yeah. Amen. And then he laid hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and what? Glorified God. How many know you cannot separate healing from deliverance? They work together, don't they? The ministry of deliverance and the ministry of healing go together. Now, Jesus said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity, and he laid his hands upon her, and of course, immediately she was made straight, and no spine specialist, unless he really knew Jesus, would say she had a demon. Isn't that right? He would call it some kind of medical terminology. But Jesus got to the source and said she had a spirit of infirmity, and that's what he dealt with. Now look in verse 14. The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath and said to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, not on the Sabbath. And Jesus, notice, called him a hypocrite. Now, there are two things that Jesus did right here. He healed the woman on the Sabbath, didn't he? And he rebuked the ruler. Amen? Now, what we see here is we have a bound woman out of the church. Right in church, right in the synagogue, we have a bound woman. Secondly, we have a blind ruler. And thirdly, we have a blessed deliverer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? A bound woman, a blind ruler, and a blessed deliverer. Now, the woman is a type of the church. The blind ruler, he's a type, he was a man in this synagogue. But how many know there's a blind ruler in us, which is the carnal mind? But the blessed deliverer can set us free and grow us up in the Lord. Amen? How many know in the book of Samuel? In the book of Samuel, there was a bound woman. Her name was Hannah. She was barren. There was a blind ruler. His name was Eli. But there was a blessed deliverer that she brought forth, a man child. His name was Samuel. Amen? And you know, God's Word teaches a maid, a man, and a man child many times. Amen? How many know we've come to the end of the age? There's a bound woman, the church. And the blind ruler is still in the church, in the midst of the church, which is the carnal mind. And yet God is going to raise up saviors, deliverers, Obadiah says. Amen? Blessed deliverers, blessed saviors, who will bring deliverance to the church. But how many know they're not going to bring any deliverance until they're delivered? Set free. Isn't that right? Now, Jesus, look in Matthew 24 just a minute. Matthew 24. Now, we could go on a lot of things here with this scripture because there's a lot of meanings here, several meanings here. But I'm looking from a spiritual standpoint today more than the natural standpoint. I do believe that the beast is in the church right now, just like Judas Iscariot was a one among the 12, and he was called the son of perdition. I believe the beast is among the church today, which is the carnal mind, the blinded mind, but I also believe there's the beast coming out there. I believe there's an anti-Christ system out there, but I believe there's also going to be a man who will be at the head of it, which I won't go into that teaching today. But we're looking at you and I today. There is a beast in us that has to be dealt with. Amen? So there is a beast at the feast. Now, in Matthew 24:15, Jesus said these words, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet." So here is the prophet quoting Daniel the prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ, standing in the where? Holy place. Whoso readeth, let him do something. Understand, I told you the other night the word see is the word oida. It means absolute knowledge. There will be a people who will have absolute knowledge of this abomination of desolation who will stand in the holy place. And our holy place, brethren, is our soul realm, isn't it? It is our mind, our will, emotions, and our desires. Amen? And I called this the other night, the abomination of desolation, the sin of destruction. And how many know that Paul calls him the man of sin and the son of perdition or the son of destruction? But Paul said he was sitting in the temple, didn't he? Showing himself that he's God. And yet Jesus said he's standing here, where? In the holy place. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me show that perdition is real in the church. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Hebrews 10 first. Let's go there first. Hebrews 10. Give you two or three scriptures here. Hebrews 10, verses 32. Paul, the apostle, if he wrote Hebrews, he said, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated," not eliminated, illuminated. I mean, the light was turned on. "You endured a great fight of affliction." So when the light's turned on, you're going to be afflicted, aren't you? But you have to endure. Partly, he said, "while you were made a gazing stock," and that, my margin says, the object of ridicule, "both by reproaches, afflictions, and probably while you became companions of them, were no use. For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your property," or your goods. How many of us could do that? Go home and nothing there. Cleaned out. He said you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an endurance substance. How many know some people kill themselves when they lose everything like that? They had some joy in their heart, didn't they? Kept them from doing that. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward, for you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry or delay. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, here's the tradition, my soul shall have no pleasure in him, the one that draws back. But we are not of them, Paul said. But how many there are Christians who do draw back and who have drawn back? Can you say amen? The Paul said we're not to be of those who draw back into perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So we don't want to go back to perdition, do we? We want to allow God, submit to God, and allow God to save, renew, restore our souls. Amen? Remember what we said the other night? The law of the Lord is perfect what? Converting what? The soul. But it means the doctrine of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. How many want their souls renewed? Amen. So Paul said, we're not to be those who turn back to perdition. Jesus said, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom, didn't he? You remember that? Amen. Now turn to 1 Timothy 6:9. A couple more scriptures here on this. 1 Timothy 6:9. Praise the Lord. In verse 9, just one verse. There's a lot in this chapter, but one verse. But they that will be rich. They that will be rich. You know there are Christians today that are giving themselves over just for riches and prosperity. Fall into what? Temptation and a trap or snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown the men. There are men that are drowned that's not even in the water. Natural water. In destruction. And what? Perdition. Now, who's Paul talking to? Paul is talking to Timothy. Paul is talking to us. Now, 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Oh, Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 2. The Apostle Peter says, but there were false prophets also among the people, I suppose Israel, even as there shall be false teachers among you, among the church, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves what? Swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, which means they're going to have a large following, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even spoken of, and through covetousness or greed shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You look up all those words on damnation and destruction, it's connected with the beast system, isn't it? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, I want us to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, just a minute. Revelation 12. And we'll notice that in verse 3 and 4, it says, there appeared another sign or wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads, and his tail. How many know the devil's a spirit? But it says his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman and so forth to devour the child that's going to be born, which is a man-child. But it says here the tail drew the third part of the stars. God gave me a word not long ago about the stars are falling. How many has ever read in Daniel 8 where the Antichrist there, it says the stars fall and he stamps upon them. You ever read that? How many know we're not dealing with natural stars? We're dealing with ministries that are falling. In chapter 8 of Revelation, there's a star called wormwood falls upon the third of the waters. And they become bitter. You remember that? I believe that's a ministry that's falling. And I believe the waters there are people and nations and so forth. But it says a third, and I believe it could be even outer court Christians. But I'm not going to go into that today. But the thing is, stars are falling. Amen? How many of you know the ministries that's been used by God in the past that's no longer used like God once used them? They've lost the blessing of God, the anointing of God. and they're moving in a carnal state and carnal realm. And here it says the devil throws some stars down. Okay, now, let's see what the tail... The tail is the end of something, isn't it? The tail is the end of his works. I want us to go over to Isaiah 9 and see what this tail ministry is here. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah 9. Now, Jesus said the abomination of desolation is standing where? I mean, if he's standing there, if that is so, it's a lie. Now, look here in Isaiah 9. In Isaiah 9, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord will cut off from Israel. How many know Israel today is the church? Paul said, we're the Israel of God, didn't he? Galatians, what, chapter 6? He said here that the Lord would cut off Israel head and tail, branch and rush, when?
Please turn the tape over. Thank you.
He said here that the Lord would cut off Israel head and tail, branch and rush, when? In one day. The ancient or the elder and the honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth what? Lies, he is the tail. Did you hear that? The prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. So there is a tail ministry of prophets. I mean, oh, God is raising up true prophets, but yet there is a tail ministry of prophets. Amen? Notice what it says. Prophets that what? Teach what? Lies. Now, verse 16. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. So there is a tail ministry. There is a ministry of falsehood or lies. Now turn to another scripture with me. Turn to Jeremiah 5. And I'm not talking out there. I'm talking about in the church. Amen? Hallelujah. Jeremiah 5:30. Now it says a wonderful and horrible thing. Now somebody's got a margin here in your Bible. Let me hear what that says. I forget what it means and I don't have my reference here. Look in your margin there where it says a wonderful and horrible thing. Somebody look there in your margin. Huh?
Appalling.
Appalling? Okay.
And
okay, now that's what I want. Astonishment and filthiness. So he said, astonishment and filthiness. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets what? Prophesy falsely. That is a lie, isn't it? A lie. And the priests, they rule by their means. How many know a prophet in the Old Testament was God's spokesman, and a priest would bring men to God? Amen? Well, how many know there are true prophets and false prophets? There are prophets. You know there is a prophet, priest, and king in you, the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophet speaks of righteousness. The priest speaks of peace. The king speaks of joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? So if there's true prophets that bring righteousness, or Jesus, then a false prophet brings unrighteousness. Does that make sense? And if a true priest brings peace, then a false priest would bring confusion and turmoil. So forth. Does that make sense? And he says here, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their means, and my people love to have it so, what will you do in the end thereof? And how many know, as long as God's people want that kind of thing, they're going to have it. Isn't that right? I look in Jeremiah 14:14. Jeremiah 14:14, God said, and the Lord said to me, Jeremiah did, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision, and what? Divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about the tail ministry, which is a lying ministry. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23, 25. God said, I have heard what the prophet said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long, he says, shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own hearts, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. He that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, he goes on in verse 32, "Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams," and so forth. So there is the lie. Where is the lie at? It's in the church, isn't it? Now turn to 2 Thessalonians 2. Four times in the Greek, the Bible tells us, or talks to us, at least as far as I know, about the lie. Let's go here in 2 Thessalonians 2. Let's look at one of them. Paul in verse 3 says, "Let no man," what? "Deceive you by" what? "Any means." By any means. Now back in verse 2 he says, "We're not to be troubled by spirit, by word, or letter." How many know there are evil spirits that trouble us? Amen? There can be even word that can be taught, which is error. Or it can be that letter which is written that can be error. So he says, "Don't let any man deceive you." That's by spirit, by word, by letter. Okay? "By any means, for that day shall not come except something." There come what? A falling away first. How many know that is the apostasy? That is not a rapture like people teach. How many know there are people teaching the rapture from that scripture there? But it's the apostasy. It is the rebellion. Amen? How many know it means a defection from the truth? Well, if we defect from the truth, what do we open up to? The lie. Amen? All right, I'm not going to go all through that. There's so much there. You probably had a lot of teaching on that anyway. Look in verse 9. Verse 9. It says, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and" what? "Lying wonders." Well, now, how many know it? Now, I believe there's going to be a man out there, but let's look at the church today. How many know that there is the spirit of Antichrist? There are many Antichrists, and yet Antichrist shall come. Amen? How many know we're up against the spirit of Antichrist? Antichrist means that which is against and in place of. Judas worked against the Christ, and he was replaced by Barabbas. Amen? And so Antichrist means that which opposes the anointed one, or the Christ, or the body of Christ. Isn't that right? Because the Christ is in us. Hallelujah. But how many believe that if he's standing even today, we'd say in the holy place, and the holy place speaks of the Pentecostal realm. You see, we have Passover, Pentecost, and what? Tabernacle. And if he is standing in the holy place today, how many can see that he's standing in the charismatic realm, the Pentecostal realm? Or whatever other people you want to throw in there. Amen? But it says this one, though, will come forth here in verse 9 with power, signs, and lying wonders. How many know we need to know today true wonders and true miracles from the false? Every one of us in this room. Amen? And I want to know, don't you? Amen. Now, look at verse 10. With all deceivables of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Well, somebody said that's the unsaved. Well, how many know that we have been saved, we're being saved, we shall be saved. We have been delivered, we are being delivered, we shall be delivered. It's a process, isn't it? And again, he says in verse 10, they didn't receive the love of the truth. There's not anyone in here that has all the truth, but we can have a love for the truth. Isn't that right? And how many know if we don't have a love for the truth, we can be deceived very easy, can't we? And if we don't have a love for the truth, what do we open up to? The lie. Then in verse 11, "And for this cause," notice this, God shall send them, those that didn't have the love for the truth, those that didn't want to be saved, strong delusion or error that they should believe" what? "A lie." But the Greek says zealot. So if we do not have a love for the truth, brethren, if we do not want to be totally saved, spirit, soul, and body, then God will send strong delusion, which is the lie. And it's specific, isn't it? Now, look in verse 12. He said that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And then in verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath, from the beginning, chosen you to salvation, to sanctification of spirit," and what? "And the belief of the truth." And Jesus, of course, said he was the way, the truth, the life. And we know that his word is truth. I would rather have the truth than the lie, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe there is coming, I wrote this down, a broad release in all the earth of a spirit of delusion that shall cause widespread numbers of people to believe what God's Word calls the lie. Now, John 8:44. John 8:44. Praise God. Can't even find it. John 8:44. The Word of God says, you're of your father the devil. Jesus was speaking to Jews here, to the religious crowd. He said, you're of your father the devil, and of the lust of your father, he said, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in what? He did not abide in the truth. He left the truth. He was in the state of truth. He left the truth. He didn't abide to continue to remain in it. Because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, the Greek says the lie, he speaketh of his own. I think NIV says he speaks his own native language. What is his native language? The lie. Amen? Because he is a liar and the father of it. Look at verse 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not, Jesus said. How many know they wanted to kill Jesus? Back up in verse 40, because he told them the truth. Amen? How many know the truth is going to set us free? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Turn that around. If you don't continue in the word, you're not going to be his disciples. Amen. How many know there's a difference in believing of believers in just believing and becoming the disciple of the Lord? Not the disciple of man, but the disciple of the Lord. How many are his disciples? Amen. Now, God uses man. God uses man, but we're his disciples. Amen?
Yes.
He said, if you... Well, I can't quote it. Better not. Let's turn to another scripture. Romans 1:25. Yeah, he said, if you bear much fruit, then you're my disciples indeed. Romans 1:25. Three times the Word of God says that God gave people up in this chapter. Look in verse 21. Because that when they what? Knew God. When they knew God. It says they did not glorify or praise him. Not as God. Neither were thankful, but became something. Conceited or vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. So they did not glorify God. They were not thankful. They become vain in their imaginations, didn't they? And then their foolish heart became darkened. And then later down here it says, they became fools. Hallelujah. Now look in verse 25. Who changed what? The truth of God into the lie. And worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Then we go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 25. Ephesians 4:25. Wherefore, putting away lying, but the Greek says the lie. Putting away the lie. And speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Praise God. How many wants to be purged of every lie? Amen. How many know we've all come out of traditions, we've come out of lies, we've come out of error, we've come out of all kind of things. And we all have to be cleansed and purged. Amen. Set free. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, I want us to go to the book of Daniel for just a few minutes. I want to share a few things here, and then I'm through. I'm not going to speak a long time. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel 7. Look at verse 21. Daniel sees the little horn, which is the man of sin. How many know that transgressors must come to their fullness? And Daniel said, when the transgressors have come to the fullness, then a king of fierce countenance, understanding dark sentences, shall stand up. You ever read that? Now here in chapter 7, verse 21, he said, I beheld the same horn, and notice he made war with the sinners. No, with the saints. How many know the warfare is going on right now? And prevailed against them. Now, turn over to Revelation. I want you to hold your place. Turn to Revelation 13. He says it, John says it just a little different. In chapter 13 of Revelation, John said in chapter 13, verse 5, There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given him to continue how long? Now, it didn't say 7 years. It says 40 and 2 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. With the saints. How many is the saints? And power was given him over what? All kindreds and tongues and nations. Now notice, he was given the power, the authority, to overcome the saints. Amen? To overcome them. Now turn back to Daniel. And Daniel said that he prevailed against them. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came. I like to say it this way, until Jesus comes in a people. How many know that Jesus wants to come in you more than you want him to come in you? Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said to the fourth beast and so forth. All right, come on down in the chapter. Look in verse 25. He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out. The word wear out means to wear out to the full. It means to wear them out mentally. It means to afflict God's people. You ever felt like you've been worn out like a dish rag? He shall speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to time, change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until. How long? Times, and dividing of times. I believe that's 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they, the saints, shall take away his dominion. It's going to be a warfare. It's going to be a struggle, but God's people are going to rise to the top. Amen? And notice they're going to take away his dominion, consume and destroy it to the end. Praise the Lord. Thank God. How many want to be a part of that? Amen? Now, you know, Daniel said those, the saints that would be strong, that would know their God, would be strong and do exploits. Amen? I would rather be strong and do exploits than to be worn out. How about you? I want to rise in God and overcome and be strong in God. Amen? Now, in Daniel 8, 21, I think. Hallelujah. Daniel 8, 21. Praise the Lord. Daniel 8, 21. It says, and the rough goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn that was between his eyes is the first king. So much there I won't go into. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of the kingdom, when what? The transgressors are come to the what? Full. How many know that transgressors had come to the full in the day of Noah? And God sent the judgment. Amen? A king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall what? Destroy the mighty and the holy people. Now, how is he going to do it? Look in verse 25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft or deceit to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by what? Peace. How many know that's prosperity or security? Shall destroy many. And he'll stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without him. Amen? So he's seeking to wear you up. And then he wants to bring in a false prosperity, a false security. I mean, on that day, it may be a loaf of bread, maybe a lunch or whatever people sell out for. Well, okay. Look in Daniel 10. Praise the Lord. Daniel 10, 21. Is it 21? Hallelujah. Maybe that's the wrong one. Wait just a minute. Okay, chapter 11, verse 21. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in how? Peaceably. The margin says, in a time of security, again, and obtain the kingdom by flattery. Amen? He'll come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flattery. But it's a time, again, of false security. Then in chapter 11, verse 28, now, this goes along with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 11:28. Then shall he return to his land with great riches. His heart shall be against the holy covenant. Notice the covenant is what kind of covenant? Holy covenant. How many know God makes covenants in the Bible? Holy covenant. If it's a holy covenant, it's from God, isn't it? And he shall do exports and return to his own land. At the time appointed, he shall return and come towards the south. It shall not be as the former or as the latter. For the ships of Shittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence or knowledge with them that what? Forsake the holy covenant. Now, to forsake the holy covenant means they had been part of it and they left God. They forsook God. It's the same as 2 Thessalonians 2. It's departing from the faith. It's turning from the faith. From this holy covenant. Amen? So, we must watch out that we not be worn down mentally. We must watch out for a false prosperity and a false security. Amen? There's going to be war on the saints. We've got to be strong in God. And there's a false peace, and there's flattery, and there are those who will turn from the Holy Covenant. Now look, one other scripture in Daniel 8, and I'm through. Daniel chapter 8. And I may not can find it. Somebody may have to find it for me. Let's see here. In Daniel chapter 8, look in verse 9 and 10. Remember, it's in the time, brethren, when the transgressors have come to their fullness. And we know God is bringing the people to his fullness. And the enemy is bringing the people to his fullness. In chapter 8, verse 9, out of one of them, out of one of these horns, came forth a little horn which waxed exceedingly great toward the south, east, pleasant land. It waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the what? Stars to the ground and stamped upon them, and he magnified himself and so forth. So there's going to be some stars that are going to come tumbling down out of the heavenlies that's been in the heavenlies with the Lord. Amen? I don't want to be one of them. Do you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So today, brethren, I want to tell you the battle is on. Amen? Where's the battle at? It's raging between our ears right now. It's raging there, but we must become strong in the Lord. Again, I want to tell you 1 John chapter 2. I said again the last couple of nights. John said to the young, to the children, he said, your sins are forgiven. He said to the young men, he said, you're strong. The Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. And then he said, fathers, you have known him. That is, from the beginning. So there's forgiveness, there's fortification, and we can ascend and become fathers in the Lord, sons in the Lord, can't we? Amen? Let's stand. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Father, we just bless you. Thank you again for your word. And Lord, we just ask today that you would overshadow each one here today, God. Keep us from the lie, O God. Keep us from the evil one, Lord. Help us to truly put on the armor of God, Lord. Put on the helmet of salvation, Lord. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Lord. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, put on the belt and the girdle of truth. Being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Lord God. And Lord, praying with all prayer and supplication with perseverance for all saints, Lord, that we may open our mouth boldly to declare the mystery of the gospel of Christ. Lord God, in Jesus' name, help us to put on the hope of salvation. Now help us to put on the mind of Christ, O God. Lord God, seal us in our minds and in our souls, O Lord, and prepare us for the days that are ahead, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done in this camp. We thank you for the deliverance, the healing, Lord, and setting people's lives free. We thank you for every ministry that's come into this place, Lord, that you're using, Lord, not only here, but in many other places across the world, dear God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Brother and Sister Miller, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision that they have, Lord God, for you and for your people, Lord God. And we bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. There was a brother that wanted the baptism last night. I want a couple of brothers to come and pray with me, with him, from El Paso. Is he here now? Not here? Okay, we'll pray later then with him. Praise God. Let's just praise him then. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibaramando lobo sida bakara basanda bakila basanda bokora basida bakaya. Praise your precious name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 My son, remain thou strong in thy God, for thy God is with thee, and thy God shall undergird and help thee and encourage thee. Thy Lord is thy strength, he is thy shield and thy buckler. Yea, the Lord shall stand with thee in the hard times, even that are ahead, saith the Lord. The Lord thy God shall not forsake thee, but he shall be with thee. So lift up thine eyes and behold the King, yea, within thy spirit, and know that God is in thee and with thee. Know that the Lord shall lead thee into many strange avenues and places at this time, and thy feet shall walk in many places. And know that I am with thee, and I shall undergird and help thee and encourage thee, for I am on thy left and on thy right, saith the Lord. There is no power, yea, that shall be able to destroy thee, for I am with thee. Yea, as I was with the servants of Moses and Joshua and the men of old, I shall be with thee, my son. Know this day that thy God does shine his light upon thy pathway. And yea, the light of God's countenance and his word does light thy pathway. And thou will not be one that would grope in the darkness and say, Lord, where shall I go or what shall I do? But thou shalt know the will of the Lord, and thou shalt walk in it, for his presence is within thee and over thee. Yea, his presence shall go before thee, and he shall cause every hindrance to go. He shall cause thee to be exalted because you have humbled yourself, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. How many have needs today you like? Just come to come and let us pray for certain things. Anybody have certain needs today? Any particular need? Just come and let us pray for you. Something pressing you right now. The Lord is not saying anything to me anymore, so right now. I'll just open it up. Your head, pressure. Okay, reach your hands to her. Will you do that? Dear Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take authority over this pressure. We command its power to be broken. We command all pressure now to leave her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we take authority over it, God, and we thank you for your deliverance and your healing in my sister. In the name of Jesus, Father. Amen. And amen. Anybody else have a need? Just obey the Lord. That's it. Come right on, sister. Praise the Lord. Yes, okay. Father, touch this sister, we pray. We ask, Father, for deliverance and healing in this sister in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak the word of healing to her body. Lord, you sent your word and you healed her. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody else? We have a need. Okay, just take your glasses off, okay? Reach your hands up to her. Father, touch her eyes today. Dear God, in Jesus' precious name, by the power of the living God, we ask you to heal these eyes, Lord God, a miracle of healing in these eyes. We take authority over it, Lord, and we bind the enemy, and we loose her, and we ask you to heal her, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. What do you mean? Oh, you do? Okay. She wants to be delivered from fear. Reach your hand out. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, we come against fear, torment, and terror that would come against her little mind, dear God. We curse it. We take authority over all fear over this child. And we break the hold of it, Lord God. In any forms, Lord, any phobias, Lord, we take authority over that fear now. We rebuke it in Jesus' name and take authority over it. Command it to go. We break its hold in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, bring peace and rest and contentment in Jesus' name to this precious child. Amen. Amen. Who's next? Okay. Okay, high blood pressure. Would you reach your hands to her? Dear God, in Jesus' name, we take authority over high blood pressure. We rebuke and curse the high blood pressure over this sister. Hallelujah. You have no place in this sister. Come out! Loose her! Loose her, high blood pressure! Go! In Jesus' name, we command you to leave this vessel of the power of the living God. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we ask complete total restoration and healing within this sister. In the name of Jesus, we command that blood stream and, Lord, and that pressure to go down normally. We command it to go. We command it to go. We command it to go. We command it to function, operate properly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Keep praying with me, will you? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Loose her. Come out of her. Tell Peter you come out too in Jesus' name. You go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out of her and leap. Loose her. Command all of you to leave her body in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Amen. Did it go? Good. Just fill her up now, Lord, with your presence and your joy. Amen. Sure. Sister Irma, some of you ladies come up here with me and kneel down and touch her leg as we pray for her. Would you do that? Which one? Left leg?
Yes.
Left leg. Pray for her. Touch her left leg. Reach your hands up to her. She's been having a lot of problem with her leg, okay? Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, by the power of the living Christ, we ask you to touch Sister Irma today, Lord. We curse and smite this thing in the name of Jesus. We ask healing and deliverance in my sister. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, let the healing virtue of Christ flow into her leg and hip area, Lord, her knee down through that bone, God, in Jesus' name. Complete, oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, by the power of the living God, heal her, Lord. Set her free, Lord. Take all the pain. We command it to go. In Jesus' name. Anybody else have a need like that? Come right up. Obey God. Brother? Okay. Okay. Reach your hands out to him. Father, touch this area of his body right now. We come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to deliver him, Lord, and heal him, Lord. By the power of the living God, we ask that the healing virtue of Christ flow into that area of his body, Lord, and set him free, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we speak the word against that thing, Lord. We curse it and speak against it. Lord, as you heal the woman with the issue of blood, you can heal my brother. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, heal and deliver him, Lord God. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank God. Thank God. Come on up, brother. In your eyes.
I can't see like think right.
Okay. Lord God, take away this pressure. We curse this pressure. We curse this pressure in his mind and eyes, Lord God. We rebuke it. We take authority over it, command it to desist. We command it to go. We bind the enemy, Lord God. We ask a loosing and a healing and a setting free and a deliverance in his mind and eyes, O God, by the power of the living God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, touch her side there. Father, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, reach your hands out to her. Lord God, we ask you to heal her today, Lord. We smite that pain. We curse that condition in her body. That spirit of infirmity, come out and loose her in Jesus' name. We take authority over you and command you to go. We ask, Father, complete healing in that area of her body. In the name of Jesus, by the power of his name. And we thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Bless you. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So who you want to stand in for now? That one?
For family.
Okay. Father, for this family, Lord God, we just ask the Holy Spirit to reach out to them, Lord God, and save and deliver, Lord. Save and deliver, Lord God, this family, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we speak a word of healing and deliverance to that family. We ask the Holy Spirit to move, O God, in that situation and save and heal and deliver, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lamb of God. Come right on, sister. Praise. Oh, David, okay.
Not you.
David's ears. Reach your hands out to David. Would you do it, Father? Touch his ears today, Lord God. Touch David's ears. Loose. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, we curse that thing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. She has sinus condition. Reach out your hands. Father God, we curse sinus condition. We come against it in the name of the Lord. We rebuke it. We command it to wither and dry up and go. We command it to loose her. And God, we ask complete healing in this area of her body in the name of Jesus. Full healing, Lord God.
Thank you.
We rebuke sinus. We rebuke the sinus condition. Command it to come out of her and loose her. Set her free. Set her free, Lord God, by the power of the living God and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
But Tommy, I know God's able to take that out. That's what he's done, my friend.
One time I was in a meeting and I prayed for a man that had a fist. Oh, it wasn't like that. And God just, that thing just went down. And so God can do it. Let's reach your hands out to her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come against this in your name.
Yes.
We ask that you just now dissolve it, Lord God, by the power of the living God. We curse it in Jesus' name. We command it now in the name of Jesus to go down. We command it to be dissolved. We charge it in the... Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to be healed and to be well from this time forward. We curse the very root of it, Lord God. We ask your healing virtue to flow into that part of her body in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
How do you feel about praying in proxy for someone? If I can eat a lamb for my whole house, and I can stand in proxy for my son.
Sure.
His son was injured last Labor Day, and this camp men are seated.
Mm-hmm.
Had one surgery. The doctor says he has a disintegrated disc, and he wants to do more surgery. I don't believe that's really God's
Amen.
Will in his life.
Amen. Right. Lord, touch this son right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God, we ask you to raise him up and heal him and deliver him, Lord God.
Yeah,
dear Jesus, we lift him up before you. We ask complete healing, healing in this man's life, Lord God. Deliver him, Lord God. Set him free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, and we thank you. We deliver him, Lord. Deliver him, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Set him free, Holy
Spirit. Work in his life, oh God. Do it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Father, touch this family, dear God. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask the Holy Spirit to go after this family, Lord, to restore and save and heal and deliver, Lord God. Father God, we bring them before you. Lord, it's important to this sister. God in heaven, it's important to you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to touch that family, to save and to heal, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord.